What?
was looking for if I was gonna get I'm grabbing some art for this site while we're on standby, and I realized the first thing I don't have art for is the warp incursion episode of Rogue Trader. So I did a Google
Yeah.
search for warp incursion, and the first result was Rogue Trader episode 7 warp incursion. And I'm
Yes.
like, damn it. And also, the first image on Google Images that pops up is the fucking image I put for warp incursion.
Dude, trendsetters, trailblazers.
Apparently, I'm the only person that talks about fucking warp incursion, because I guess everybody else from 40K just talks about fucking space marines.
Also, Matt, check the map. I added Beacon Street to it.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably going to be symbolic at best. Let me find the map. 'Cause Beacon Street is a street that don't make no sense, yo.
I made it make no sense.
Oh yeah, that seems like Beacon Street. There's the Baskin Robbins. The good old BR double D. Oh, there he goes.
And uh-oh.
Okay, Travis, maybe go back to your embedded mic. Or integrated, not embedded. That's
A shame
wholly
because
the
that
wrong
was the
word.
shame because it was a lot better quality.
Yeah, it was.
But apparently, he just something happened.
Think it's just sort of doing what it feels like, apparently.
Now I'm getting rid. There's some real. What is going on now?
You're in a fishbowl, dude.
It's like super distortion. It's background noise.
The fuck is this? What? Oh my god, I'm so glad I'm recording this.
Thank you for recording backup for me because I'm having so
No,
many
I'm glad I'm
problems
recording
tonight.
this because I want to sample those sounds. Like, goddamn.
Was it Slender Man-esque? Am
Oh
I
God,
buzzing?
yeah, no. We maxed out the bass.
Yeah. It was
Okay.
madness.
Am I
So,
buzzing? Slightly.
no.
what the f
Slightly.
wait, what the fuck?
Am I not buzzing? Okay, raise your beep
Yeah,
if you're
no, yeah,
buzzing for.
you're doing all right. I found it. Okay, so somebody made a picture for the James Webb Space Telescope, and I discovered that they superimposed this image onto a Warhammer 40K picture, which is
Turns out
so
those headphones
fucking
now do
great.
work, so fuck everything. We'll just. God damn it. This wasn't working in the kitchen and now they're working in here. This house is a piece of shit. Get a rig.
Oh, okay, so
Whatever.
this isn't even a picture from 40K. This is a picture from something else completely that somebody turned into a 40K picture.
Yeah, so, as I was saying before I went all Slender Man, Matt, you back? That is, no. I guess. While we got a little break, how would you do soliciting and stuff like that, Nate? I was using the one roll crime engine.
Yeah. What about it?
How would you suggest it? Oh, like I rolled two fours.
Yeah.
Just kind of. That's what that was trying to be for the Jamie King gang, just kind of soliciting loud, obnoxious bullshit. But how would you turn that into a scene for future reference?
Basically, what I would suggest is doing it in a way that is like that has to be stopped, like breaking bottles and
Okay.
not full on vandalism, since there's a specific thing for that, but
Yeah.
like being partying too hard, throwing bottles across the street,
Okay.
shouting at people that pass by, like, "Hey, look at you, fucking chump! Look at you, motherfucker! What kind of beer is that? You got a fucking... You ain't got... You fucking... Don't
The
even look over
Kegel,
here! Get
you're
the fuck
just...
over here! Get the fuck over here! I'll fuck you up!" And like,
Yeah.
it's like, "No, wow, shit! This guy's fucking drunk."
Okay. That seems more disorderly conduct to me, but yeah, I guess solicitation. Okay.
I think actually solicitation is prostitution.
Right. Where
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say that that's what I would have assumed, is that solicitation would have been, or you know, it's people. I would, or you could even use it as a general catch-all term for people trying to tempt people into illegal things.
Yeah, I just
drugs solicitation. You know,
I just completely misread solicitation and prostitution as just something completely different for the last 30 minutes. God damn it, Travis. Okay, well, there's hookers now, so you can go talk to the hookers. But I don't think Kagako talks to the hookers like Metra does.
No, yeah, she's not really interested in talking to them unless there's a lot better reason. Well, she has a very specific reason to do so.
Oh, okay. Well, damn it. Okay.
It's all good. We can wait for Matt to get back.
Yeah. Yay, everybody's getting out of jail. Just in time for the sandbox game.
God. Why would you do that? Why would you give me more ammunition?
Because it's ammunition. Don't worry. I think y'all will enjoy your little night tomorrow night, hopefully.
I figure we will. You will never get this scene, Zach.
This is also wholly on your onus, Zach.
Well, to be fair, Rose's response was also just, well, you can look it up online if you really want, so.
Right. Oh, she gave me an out, thank God.
Pretty much. Well, Kagako took that as she doesn't really want to talk about it.
I thought she had a couple of times.
She's alluded to it a couple of times.
She's
like,
alluded to it, and Kaigo picked up on it.
Well, she said that she'd been kidnapped once or twice.
Yeah,
she said she's been kidnapped.
A couple of times she said she's been kidnapped. She said that she just have intimate knowledge of rehab programs.
Yeah,
that she had.
Giant Slayer wasn't around that session, so he doesn't. Actually, I guess he does know that, and he can talk about that.
She did actually tell him that she knows.
Yeah, I had to remember when we stopped telling NPCs and other players.
No, she told him like that she knows about rehab programs and knows like how you're supposed to talk to someone that's going through a bad time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's. I'm not even really joking about Detroit. Like, I apologize to all of our Detroit listeners, but from the news stories that have been making out, they have been shutting off the lights to outer parts of the city and demolishing them because nobody can afford that place anymore. And so there's just this creepy ghost town of abandoned buildings that have no power and are just getting slowly removed.
Detroit.
Detroit really fucking needs RoboCop, except they couldn't pay for him. Really, that's the only thing. Detroit's actually in like the same financial situation that Detroit is in fucking RoboCop, except nobody's holding a fundraiser to try and bail out the city. We're just ignoring it and hoping that America's just slowly washing their hands of Detroit. Detroit is to America what a homeless man is on the street to a person that has money. We're just ignoring it until it goes away.
Okay. Nate? As you're leaving, Nate,
did you mute yourself?
Hey, I'm here. Man, just came home. Manda came home and had Gunny, and I was.
Oh, okay. He can't. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why he keeps getting out?
I don't even know, man.
Look, some cats. I know because my cats used to do this occasionally. Like, cats are not above waiting for a moment of something being open to go through the door.
Oh yeah, no. Having been to Nate's house several times, I can tell you that Gunny escaped through the ceiling once. He climbed up a mattress that was leaned up against a wall and went into the acoustic tile of the ceiling and just hid there for a couple days, I think.
Cat's badass, Nate.
Oh, no, he was stuck in the front.
My cat is He is something out of Metal Gear Solid. So I got 2x2 for
perception. He's a little butthead.
He is a little butthead.